Hello.
Hey, Clarissa, I'm sorry to give you a call back. My apologies for disturbing.
No worries. What's up?
But that was a requirement, so I was like, okay, well, let me give her a call. Alright, okay, well, I did inform the team that you will be needing the USPS for the order tracking and order deliverance and anything like that. Alright, so they were like, okay, yes, it can be done. Alright, I have called the USPS. Alright, so we can go ahead and get the information from them, how we can go ahead and do it and stuff like that. All right. So if you have time, all right, can I bring him over on the call so he can go ahead and guide you throughout? Would that be okay?
Sure.
All righty. Okay. All right. Let me just go ahead and check on him first.
Hey, Clarissa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, this is Dave from Orbit Design Agency. How are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. How's the day going today?
It's going good.
Okay, perfect. I've just checked your website and we are just done with most of the work and we are just about to get your website live. And I do see that we already integrate the payment merchant. And the only thing which I am seeing right now is remains on your website, that is the shipping. Like, so which merchant you are going to use to ship your orders?
USPS.
USPS. And did you already have an account there?
Yes, I do, like a business
Okay.
account.
Oh, perfect. So what you need to do, you just need to provide us with the login credentials of your account, which you already created. So we can go ahead and add that at the back end of your website, and as well as the definitely you will be taking the text as well on your website along with the prices that you mentioned there, right?
The what?
Taking the text for each sale of your product, right?
I don't know. I guess. I did not know I was taking a text on that. I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So how we can just integrate your USPS account with your website, you just need to provide us with the login credentials so we can go ahead and add that onto your website, so which we're going to integrate it under your website, and as well as whenever someone ship the order, whenever someone paid the amount to you, so that email, the order confirmation email, will be directly go to the shipping account of yours, which is USPS, and that email will be redirect to your email address as well. So with this, you will be receiving the complete information about the order, the price, the amount which you are basically receiving, and as well as will the USPS shipping merchant will going to have get the order from your home and ship that to your customer doorstep. So just to integrate your USPS account and add that whole functionality at the back end of your website, so you will aware of each and everything with the correspondence, which is basically going on to confirm the order, to ship the order, to track the order as well, just the tracking that by where your basically order is running on right now, how much time it takes. So everything will be mentioned on your website, and as well as will be shared out with your customer as well. So for that, we just need to get the plugin for the integrating the USPS account, and this whole thing will be set up at the back end of your website now.
Okay. Let me think. I got to think about what my...
Mm-hmm.
So the email is... Mm-hmm. Oh, my... I forgot what my password is. Hold on. I have it saved in here. Hold on. Let me
sure.
Log out and create another password.
And what email you're basically going to use to get the whole information?
Well, you mean my personal email or the business email?
Like, it's up to you on which email you're basically looking for the complete information.
I would like to use the business detail, but I don't know if they have that set up yet.
It is. Let me just see for you. If it's not, so definitely we can go ahead and set up your business email address as well, and we're going to send you the complete email login ID and password, which you can log into yourself, like on your computer, just to crack all the things to your own. So with this, you will be using your business email with the name of your domain.
Okay, because I think... Mm-hmm. For my GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought with GoDaddy, I had a UPS. Go here. Oh, this service is currently unavailable. We apologize for any inconvenience this might cause. Go to you. Okay.
Like the email, which is basically going to be created for your business, that is info@wishrivensboutique.com or sales@wishrivensboutique.com or whatever you're looking for with the name of your business. Like, it's up to you if you can go for info, sales, or support or something. It's your choice now.
Let's go to information.
Okay, so we will be going ahead and create your business email address, which is info@wishrivensboutique.com under the name of your business. Along with that, you just need to provide us with the login credentials of your USPS account so we can go ahead and get that plugin for you, which is basically going to help your website to track each and everything and integrate your USPS account on your website. So with that, whenever someone confirmed the order, so you will be receiving the notification on your email address. So with this, you will be aware of each and everything, and as well as you can track the order as well.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I can't even get into USPS right now because it's saying this service is currently unavailable.
Oh.
And that is for, hold on, let me go into this one. My name. Yep. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's telling me right now.
Yeah.
That, so there goes that one.
Mhm. So you're just logging into your USPS, right?
Yeah, it won't let me. It's saying the service is currently unavailable.
Oh, you can just press Control Shift and R. Hopefully that works.
So it's my personal username
mm-hmm.
for USPS is
mm-hmm.
Elparac, ELPARAC
mm-hmm.
12
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Yeah. You can send the complete information to Sam Jones with the login ID and password so we can just take that from there. And as well as there is a requirement to get that plugin, which is basically going to.
Okay. I'll do that once it lets me go up. What the heck? Hello?